Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Well, as you may have heard, around 5,000 Aer Lingus employees were affected by the cyber attack this week on a number of global companies. The cyber attack has been linked to a Russian-speaking cybercrime gang who've demanded a ransom payment by next Wednesday. So should Aer Lingus consider paying the ransom demand? We're back in these territories again. For more on this, I'm joined by Professor Kieran Martin, former head of the UK National Cyber Security Centre, who now teaches at the University of Oxford and works with the US investment firm Paladin Capital. Kieran, you're very welcome to the programme. And I say we're back in this territory again because I remember asking you these questions about the HSE cybercrime, cyber hack. What should Aer Lingus be thinking at this point in terms of that question?
It's horrible for Aer Lingus. It's horrible for the 5,000 Aer Lingus staff affected. But my advice is that they should stay calm and not pay. There are a couple of key differences from this between this incident and the health services executive attack in 2021. The first difference is that there's no disruption to service. This is about data theft. So in 2021, as you will remember, in that awful episode, healthcare services weren't working and bookings were being cancelled, appointments were being cancelled and so forth. And in effect, the criminals were trying to get the government to pay for a key to let the HSE back into the network. That's not the case here. What they're actually trying to extort money for is a promise not to leak data. Now, this is a promise from criminals that they'll delete data, so it isn't really worth very much. Mm-hmm. The second point I would make is that this isn't really Aer Lingus specific in a way that HSE was specific. This is an attack on a company in Massachusetts that provides a file transfer service, which loads of companies all around the world use. And it looks like the hackers have more data than they know what to do with. So that's why they've issued this quite strange demand for organizations like Aer Lingus, like the BBC and British Airways in the UK, to proactively contact them. And that, to me, says they haven't really worked out what data they've got and so forth. So they may be overplaying their hand. Okay. And, the data is bad, but it's not as if they can empty people's bank accounts and so forth. People do need to be vigilant. But at the moment, it doesn't seem to me to be a case for paying criminals, which will only encourage them to do this again.
But it seems from that, all right, that they're waiting for the willing victims to put up their hands. I just wonder, based on the Aer Lingus hack and the Global Companies hack and the HSE attack as well, in your expertise, do you think that people and companies are better at dealing with these cyber hacks?
Well, we're not as good as we need to be, and there's still a lot of harm. But I think we do need to look back 10 years when there were predictions of, and these are direct quotes from senior American officials, senior European officials, warning of things like cyber 9/11, cyber Pearl Harbors, lots of large-scale loss of life. If you look back even as recently as 2015, 2016, as the Internet of Things economy was getting going, people were saying, well, by 2023, there'll be 30 million internet-connected devices instead of 30 billion instead of 5 billion. That will be a sixfold increase in risk. Well, that there are 30 billion IoT devices. It is 2023, but there hasn't been that explosion of risk. So we are doing some things better. We're very careless with data, and that's part of the problem here. There are key vulnerabilities in the global supply chain. That's part of the problem here. So there's a role for government, for industry, for legislation in trying to just get this stuff fixed.
And in terms of being careless with data, I think that feeds in, doesn't it, to the risks or the dangers posed by artificial intelligence or AI as well. And some of the experts, some of the creators saying that there's an existential threat here to humanity. I mean, what's your take on all of that?
Well, I think, again, we need to break it down. I think our debate about this is quite immature and very prone to scaremongering and fearmongering. Last week, there was an extraordinary case where an American military official spoke at a private conference and said that it was possible, theoretically, for an AI drone to kill its human operator if the AI drone was being thwarted in its mission. This immediately spread like wildfire all across the world. It was reported by reputable outlets in the US and the UK as saying that the US military had done an experiment where an AI drone had killed a human. And it just wasn't true. It was a guy saying this is theoretically possible. So we need to, what we need to do is two things. One is look at the immediate short-term risks. AI is going to cause huge disruption to the economy, to the labor market. It's already causing huge issues, as we've seen with the Irish Times and so on, about trust and the integrity of information. We need to find ways around that. None of those are existential. But I think in terms of the potentially existential risk, the case isn't proven yet. And also what I think we're really missing is the fact that human beings can do something about it. We don't have to design the programs in this way. We don't have to give universal access to all-powerful IT to everybody on the planet. Mm-hmm. We've been here before with nuclear technology. We're looking at it. We've been here before with, you know, chemical and biological weapons and so forth. We need a framework, a global framework for dealing with these problems, but we need to do it in a technically informed way, okay. Not have people just running around saying we're all doomed.
Well, I think we'll talk to you about this very complex, very interesting topic quite soon again, unless AI exterminates us all, Ciarán, in the meantime. Professor Ciarán Martin of the University of Oxford and Paladin Capital, thank you very much indeed.